Hello, and welcome to this Contact Center edition of the Cisco Analyst Podcast Series. I'm Andy Leung with Collaboration Solutions Marketing. These sessions are intended to provide updates on what's going on today in the area of Cisco customer contact. Specifically in this session, we'll be reviewing some exciting highlights from the fourth quarter of Cisco's 2009 fiscal year. Joining me today is Ross Daniels, Director of Collaboration Solutions Marketing. Ross, welcome back.
Thanks, Andy. Always a pleasure to be here. Love doing these, looking back on the quarter just passed.
Ross, Q4 was definitely full of excitement for the contact center business. In fact, we held our biggest event for customers, IT experts, partners, and enthusiasts. Cisco Live was held in late June in San Francisco, and clearly Contact Center had a major presence there along with a significant announcement. Would you like to share more about what exactly we announced and some of the highlights from the show?
Sure thing. Talk about some of the highlights first. You know, we've really turned Cisco Live into a major event for our Contact Center users. This has been a multi-year effort. I think probably 6 years ago, we were around maybe 50 contact center users with just a handful of sessions. And where we are today is more than 1,500 registrants for Cisco Live self-identify as contact center users. Now, they may hold multiple roles, but they're at least identifying themselves as having contact center as a primary interest. And we've had a popular sort of opening or welcome session. We call it a keynote, although it's not necessarily an official Cisco Live keynote, on the first day of Cisco Live. We've done that for the last 5 years. And attendance on that has steadily grown into the hundreds at that welcome session. And this year, again, we were over 300 people on a beautiful sunny day in San Francisco, on a Sunday, no less.
Which is rare.
Well, exactly. I mean, I was, praying for rain and fog, which is more typical of, late June in San Francisco. It's a beautiful 80-degree day. But we still managed, again, on a Sunday to, bring more than 300 contact center users and partners into the room to hear some of the latest around collaboration, and with a special bend towards customer collaboration, which was really sort of in the area that we were making our announcement. This idea of customer collaboration is something that I'll spend a minute talking about, Andy. And for us, it's kind of a natural evolution. I think for folks who are following us generally, collaboration is obviously a huge focus area for Cisco. It's one of the top priorities. It's something that John Chambers is talking about constantly at this point. And it's something that we've indicated to the market as a top priority. A lot of collaboration, though, and a lot of our messaging and really a lot of the focus on collaboration has been on intra-company collaboration, really how we work together more efficiently, more effectively, with better experiences. So, better video conferencing and video experiences, things like the telepresence experiences that we've introduced, better web conferencing capabilities with things like WebEx, greater productivity with instant messaging and unified messaging and things like that. But for us, where in the contact center area and customer care area, where things get exciting is when we start thinking about how organizations collaborate with their customers. So this idea of customer collaboration is really about how organizations, meet the customer in all of sort of the varied ways that can happen. Now, that might be a formal contact center, which is kind of the base. We think of it as really the foundation for customer collaboration. But increasingly, we think that that activity and those meetings and those conversations will happen outside of the formal contact center. They might happen in user groups. They might happen in social networks or other types of communities, public blogs, wikis, forums, and that tying the customer care organization to those efforts is really what we're thinking about and talking about when we sort of paint this vision of customer collaboration. And Andy, you mentioned a key announcement involving a partnership. One of the ways that we think we can approach this customer collaboration market is in partnership with Salesforce.com. Salesforce.com has something that they call the Service Cloud. And, you know, we are working closely with them on integrating this idea of the Service Cloud with the contact center infrastructure that Cisco is providing. So we had Salesforce.com sort of on stage with us at Cisco Live, you know, making this announcement that that we're working towards a partnership to make this customer collaboration a reality.
Great. And clearly it sounds like you guys made a big splash on that sunny Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. It was you know, really good validation, and then you could sort of feel the buzz in the room that you know, this was a little different from what we had typically been talking about in these types of welcome sessions. It was more than an update and more than a sort of a high level roadmap. It was, you know, really sort of painting a different type of vision for the industry. So it was pretty exciting.
Excellent. So on the topic of events, we recognize that physical events are morphing somewhat. They're more increasingly becoming a hybrid experience, which incorporate both virtual and physical elements. Now, in light of the current macro environment, Cisco, for one, has become very creative in our participation in trade shows as well as conferences. Can you provide us with a snapshot as far as what's coming, not only for Contact Center, but for UC in general for the rest of 2009?
Sure thing. You know, I think you're absolutely right that the conferencing business in general is the trade show conference rather than audio or video or web conferencing. The trade show and conference business has really changed and is in the midst of a pretty big transition. And I think that you know, we'll see probably, this is just my opinion, we'll see fewer events, and they will be, generally speaking, either very large events or very targeted events. Sort of the mid-market event, if you will, might have trouble in this environment. And I think that absolutely all types of events will incorporate a much more of a virtual element. And I'll talk a little bit about some of the things that we've done there. In terms of, you know, physical events and our physical presence, you know, there are still some key events in 2009 where we'll have a physical presence. We continue to you know, see value out of, for example, the SpeechTech event, which happens in New York City at the end of August, August 24th through the 26th. You know, that still remains an important event for the IVR and speech business. So it's a key promotional venue and avenue for our Unified Customer Voice portal. We have several speakers at the event, and obviously we'll be exhibiting as well. You know, the other piece that we're really focusing on in collaboration, Unified Communications and Contact Center at Cisco, is really helping to sort of drive participation in Cisco-branded events. So Cisco Live, which we talked about, for example, is a key event for us on an annual basis. We're also, again, in the heavy planning stages for our second collaboration summit. And that's going to take place in San Francisco, November 9th through the 11th. And similar to our first event last year, our inaugural event, we'll bring together in San Francisco a number of industry analysts, Unified Communications and collaboration partners, as well as the number of members from the consultant community for 3 days of sessions and announcements. It should be a pretty compelling event.
Great. Sounds exciting, and definitely we're gearing up for that and looking forward to it. Now, around here at Cisco, we get very excited when we get recognized in terms of industry accolades and milestones, and we've seen quite a few this past quarter in terms of industry rankings. Ross, you want to touch upon some of those that we've achieved over the past quarter?
Yeah, sure thing. You know, I think interestingly enough, a few different sort of proof points and, as you say, sort of industry recognition from the analyst community in the IVR space. A couple of examples. There was a recent report from Turn Systems who generated an IVR market report and market share report. And that report indicated that Cisco's port shipments rose from a number four worldwide position in terms of market share in the full calendar year 2007 to the number two position in calendar year 2008. You know, really a strong move in you know, a single year cycle. You know, continues to, as I said, show validation for what we're doing in IVR and in the voice portal space. Secondly, on a more qualitative basis, Forrester released an IVR Wave report, which cited Unified Customer Voice Portal as a leader in providing innovative voice portal solutions for customer self-service. So, you know, a couple of really good proof points in the IVR space.
And Ross, we were also rated positive in Gartner's market scope for IVR as well.
Yep, and again, another great proof point. I think right at the sort of the bubble between Q3 and Q4. So I can't recall if we mentioned that one last podcast, but absolutely, you know, certainly don't want to leave that one out. I mean, again, just three independent pieces of information, indicating really strong traction for our IVR solutions, especially Customer Voice Portal.
Right. So what about on the product front? Do we have any new releases to talk about?
So we actually do, and it's a little unusual. I mean, I think folks who have been following us for the last few years realize that, you know, most of our product releases are coming as part of the system releases. That we're doing, you know, relatively small amounts of product releases outside of that system cycle. But where it makes sense, where we have a targeted feature that can come out in a minor release, we certainly take advantage of those vehicles. So that's the case with Unified Expert Advisor. We just released in late June version 7.6 of Unified Expert Advisor. And just to remind folks, this is sort of our presence and contact center solution that automatically routes agent-initiated requests to experts in the enterprise, subject matter experts and knowledge workers who indicate their status or their agent state, or excuse me, their expert state or presence through their instant message client. So, you know, in our initial release, we supported the Cisco Unified Personal Communicator as the client, as the instant messaging client for those experts. For version 7.6, the new release, we are now supporting the Microsoft Office Communicator IM client as well. So that obviously significantly expands the market opportunity. Obviously, you know, Microsoft Office Communicator has a pretty good footprint in terms of market share for instant messaging. Being able to identify experts who are using the mock IM client is clearly beneficial for overall growth in the Expert Advisor solution. You know, beyond the new client support, we also have added the ability to queue a call to a specific expert. Again, some of these terms are going to sound familiar to functionality that's been available in the contact center where you queue to a specific agent rather than an agent group, again, sort of bringing that functionality to experts rather than agents. And then finally, we've added some new reporting templates into Expert Advisor from the Cisco Unified Intelligence Center.
And we are launching UC System Release 8.0 at the upcoming Collaboration Summit, so there may potentially be some new feature functionality there as well.
Yes, absolutely, and we think some customer stories to be talking about at that time as well, which we're really looking forward to sharing with all the stakeholders at that launch.
Good deal. So clearly, we're wrapping up fiscal year 09 with a lot of excitement. The team here is eagerly awaiting what happens in FY10 in terms of our traction and progress in terms of the business. And this basically concludes this contact center edition of the podcast series for analysts. Ross, thanks for joining me on this session.
Thanks very much, Andy. It's always good to talk to you, and thanks to the entire analyst community that's tuning in as well.
Thanks, everyone.